Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Omer Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. Yesterday we began Simen Resh Chav Gimel, and Resh Chav Gimel deals with certain special brachos, which we began in Sif Aleph, dealing with Shechianu Atova Meitiv, and in Sif Beis, which we started yesterday, which deals with the bracha Rachmana Litzlan Lo Aleinu, if a person has to say Baruch Dayinu Emes upon the loss of a loved one. And we just read quickly in yesterday's shiur, we'll repeat it now, the beginning of Sif Beis, Meis Aviv Rachmana Litzlan, if somebody's father passes away. So we said, you make the bracha Mevarach Dayinu Ha'emes. And that's what we explained yesterday. We did the Mishnah Berurah on this and the Dear Shiur footnotes, and that's where we're on the top line right now. We're up to the Mechaber continuing. He says, Hayelo Mamon Shiyarasha, when a person's father dies, same thing halacha applies with the mother as well. If a person's parent passes away, the common situation was when the father would pass away, we'd pass down a Yerusha to the children. So a person has to make a bracha on such a Yerusha. We'll see, is this really halacha l'maisa? So the Mechaber tells us that a person makes a bracha when he's an individual, imein lo achim, mevarach gam kim shechianu. So then he has to make the bracha of Baruch Dayinu Emes, but he also has to make the bracha of Shechianu. A very, very strange situation for a person to find themselves in. He's had such a horrible loss, but at the same time, he's benefiting monetarily, and he has to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hodah for that. So if he has no brothers, so he's inheriting it himself, makes a Shechianu, because HaTov HaMeitiv is when other people benefit as well. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maslo Ein Lo Achim, brings down over here from the Maruk Tziyah from Rav Yaakov Emden, who says that we're talking here where he doesn't have a wife or children, because otherwise he could make the Mevarach HaTov HaMeitiv based upon what we learned in Siv Dalit in the previous Siman, that having a wife or children also allows you to make the Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that the Magen Avraham seems to disagree, and he says even though back in Siv Dalit in the previous Siman that was acceptable, he says that wouldn't apply over here. Dari Ein Lehem Chelik was there, because here he's inheriting it, and Lav Davka, are they going to get any benefit from it? He says, however, if there's some utensil that he inherited where they would get benefit right away, then it would seem appropriate. Back to the Mechaber. So if you don't have any brothers and you're a sole beneficiary, so then you make the Shechianu. If you do have brothers, so you're sharing the Yerusha, so Bimkom Shechianu, instead of making a Shechianu, Mevarach HaTov HaMeitiv, then you have the right to make this Bracha HaTov HaMeitiv. It's good for you and it's good for others, i.e. your brothers. The Chofetz Chaim adds over here as well, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, Vimyesh Lo Achim, he says, Hainu Afilu Kvar Chilek Ovid, B'nechos Val Piv, even if the Yerusha was divided up already in the father's lifetime, he gave out all of his property while he was still alive. And each brother already has the field before the father passed away. Nevertheless, Chofetz Chaim says, this is still called the Yerusha, and he's allowed to make the Bracha V'atov HaMeitiv. And this is the opinion of the Rosh as well. And he even brings down the Prima Gadim, who seems to suggest that this is the opinion of the Mechaber too. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess explains that he makes a Shechianu in this situation. Hainu mitchila dayinu emes. First, you make the bracha of dayinu emes, like we've already learned kanal ba'os vav, like we already learned previously in yesterday's shir. And Dear Shifut number 16 reminds us of the rationale there, because dayinu emes was an obligation, and the mitzvah to say a Shechianu is just that. It's a mitzvah, it's not an obligation. Rav Ozzel Zatzal, the Shevet Alevi, brings an additional reason, and he says, why we make the Dayinu Emes first? He brings down that nowadays we make the bracha of Dayinu Emes in the Beis HaChaim, in the cemetery, or at the Levaya, before the Kfur is actually done. And he brings down that the Yerusha actually occurs at the moment of the Misa, but nevertheless, the Shechianu comes after the Dayinu Emes, because this would be considered Loeg L'Rosh if you were to make the Shechianu while the person to be buried, the parent, Rachmana Lislan, is still in front of you. And furthermore, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, She'ein mokim levarach shechianu lifnei dayinu emes, shlo yirek yisameach amoso shel hamorish. That it shouldn't look, chas v'shalom, like you're actually happy, you can't wait to say the shechianu in this situation. Now, we'll see that there are great poskim that bring down that we don't make this bracha nowadays except yechidim segulim. And we can see this actually in Dish Foot number 17, who brings down when a person's an Onain, so the only thing he's allowed to make as a bracha is the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv. And indeed, he should not make the Shechianu at that point in time, because he's not Metzuvah in it. However, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman that Kishem Shemavarach Dayin Emes, Shehu Tzidduk Adin, a person is allowed to make the bracha Dayin Emes because he's justifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, so too, at that moment in time, he has the heta to say Hatova Meitev Shachianu. However, Shlomo Zalman concludes and he says, Lamaisa, Rov, Hahamon, Shayire Hashem, the vast majority of God fearing people, Lo Nagul of Arach Yerusha, do not make a bracha when they receive a Yerusha. El Yechide Skula Bilvad, except very rare individuals, great, great individuals, who probably can say the bracha with the proper kavana the Chazal intended, whereas the vast majority of people, unfortunately, cannot. Dishifu number 18 brings down, Rachmanu Litzlan Lo Alein, if a person loses a child and inherits the child, so then Rabbi Akiva Eger brings down that he doesn't make a Shechianu in this situation, because that is an absolute total paronus, a terrible thing. There's no possible good in that. When a person inherits a parent at the age of 120, so then that's the normal way of life. But Rachmanu Litzlan, for a child to be buried before the parent, that is a terrible tragedy of unbelievable consequences, and therefore there's no way to make a Shechianu in that situation, even though you're getting an inheritance. That is a psak of the Aruch HaShulchan. However, the Piskei Tshuva does bring down that the Shach holds that, in fact, a father inheriting his child would, in fact, make a Shechion. So we go back to the Mishnah Brewer, and he says that you should make the Dayan Emes first, V'yachekach Shechionu al Nechosim Shenisharu lo Meito. Then you can make the Shechionu on the inheritance that you get. Now, I should point out in the Ber Heitev in Os Ches, he brings down that that's not correct. The Ber Heitev disagrees with this. The Ber Heitev says, whichever one came first, if you were informed of the inheritance first, you make the Shechionu first. If you're informed of the death first, you make the Bracha Dayan Emes first. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, certainly nobody wished for the death of their parent, Rachmanu Litzlan. The person would be more than happy not to have inherited his father or his mother and still have them alive. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Chazal u'masakim u'komokum yochel uvarach shechyonu, Chazal u'masakim is bracha of shechyonu or atov ha-meitiv, the ein bracha zu tuluya besimcha, because this bracha is not a bracha made out of happiness. It's a bracha made, ele bedover shemagia lo tuelis mimenu, since you are benefiting over here, v'yafapi shemesariv imotzar v'anochin, even though it's a terrible, terrible situation, and you're absolutely unhappy about this, nevertheless, you have to give shevach v'hodah. As I pointed out, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that most Yorei Shemayim cannot make this bracha properly, and the minhag is by many not to make this except by Yechidei Segula, very special individuals. Sivkon Yud in the Mishnah Berurah, instead of the Shechionu, if multiple people, your brothers, are benefiting, you make a Tova Meitiv. Rav Shlomo, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining, Sheshuv lo yivarach Shechionu, you don't make a Shechionu, kivin sheyesh b'zeh tova gam liyachov. So you make either the Shechionu if you're alone, or only the Tova Meitiv if they're brothers. In that situation, when there are others, you make the bracha only of atova meitiv. If somebody's wife has passed away and he's told that news, and she left him a yerusha, she left him an inheritance, so then, likewise, the same halacha applies, you make the dayin emes, and you also make a shechionu on the yerusha. The Chavetz Chaim brings down the Shaar Tzion, that this is a very strange thing. This is a new innovation over here, if this is in fact correct. This opinion was brought down in the name of the Mar Uktzia of Yaakov Emden Zatzal. The Ramah now adds and explains something that we've already learned previously. He says, Hagah, why do we make a Tova Meitiv over here if they're brothers? Shem Mavarach Matova Meitiv, Elam King Yesh Lo Shutfis Biosu Tova. When they're brothers, they're each benefiting together, so then they have a partnership, so to say, you make a Tova Meitiv. If you're a sole inheritor, then you don't make this bracha. Now we go to Sif Kimmel. The Mechaber says, Bono Bayis Chodosh. Okona Kelim Chadoshim. Now we switch to a much more brighter and enjoyable subject to discuss acquiring good things rather than, Rachmanu Litzlan, the loss of somebody. So if a person builds a brand new house, or he purchases new vessels or garments, so the Mechaber says, Afilu hayolo kayotze beilu techila. Even if you already had something like this, so it's not a brand new item to you, but this is a brand new item. Oh, kana, the chaz of a kana, or even if you have purchased such an item like this previously, but now you went and purchased a second item like this. So the halach is, mavarach al kol pam shechyanu. You make a new shechyanu each time you purchase such a new item, each time you acquire such a new item. And he says, the lav davka chadashim, it's not only if it's a brand new item, the same halach applies, liyishanim, if you purchase a used item already, however, imhem chadashim lo, but it's new to you. So you never had such a thing beforehand. You buy a used item, so for you it's a really big simcha, and therefore you can make a shechianu in this situation. Why did we say chadashim? So the Mechaber explains, lo amoru chadashim. We only said over here chadashim el lafuke imavarech v'chazer kinoan. That's to take away from the case that we exclude from making shechianu if a person owns something, he sold that item and then repurchased back the item that he sold. In that situation, it's both not brand new it was previously his, and it's not new to him. He's had this item beforehand. He sold it. So therefore, in that situation, he makes no shechiyonu. And that's why we said over here that it's bedavka chadoshim. Has to be new to him in some way. There's a lot to be seen inside in the Mishnah Berurah and the Dershu footnotes on this. So let's begin right now with Sivkot and Yud Aleph. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'hu adinim kana bayis. Likewise, if a person purchased a house. And I'm going to go through all the Mishnah Berurahs first to make sure we get through them, and then we'll go through the Dershu footnotes, which are very interesting as well. So if a person purchased a new house, so he makes a shechiyonu. But he says, V'davka kishibana o kana liatzma. This is only if you built it yourself or you purchased it for yourself. Adlam yesh lo shutvis begavo, if you own it in joint with somebody else, so then kol echa me'ashut me'mavarach hatov v'meitah. Then you don't make a shechiyonu, based upon what we've already spoken out many times, since this is good for you and good for the other person, you make a bracha v'atov v'meitah v'shem u'machus. This is based upon the Gemara. V'yakein, and therefore, kol shabanu o kanu besa knesses, if a community goes and purchases or builds a shul, Yamod Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan gets up there, the Rav or the Chazan, somebody, an important person in the community gets up there, Yivarach B'kol Ram, and he says out loud, Bracha V'Tov V'Meitiv, Lahot Tzias Kul, they all answer Amen, and they're all fulfilling their obligation with this Bracha V'Tov V'Meitiv. Sivkot Nyud Beis, Bayis Chodosh, the person we said in the Mechabes purchased a new house, Hu Adin Im Nisraf U'Chazu B'No, the same thing would be true, Rachman L'Sam, somebody's house burned down, and he rebuilt it. However, if a person, Avolim Sisaro, if a person knocked down his house, V'chazu B'no, and he rebuilt it, then in that situation, Yesh Deos B'Achron B'Zed, there are different opinions amongst the Achronim, does that in fact require a Shechiyanu, and therefore, because Safek Brachos L'Hakel, Sveiko L'Hakel, we do not make a Shechiyanu in that situation. However, Vim Hosef Bo'ez Ashura Begova, but if you added onto it in some way, then L'Kuli Yama Yesh L'Varach, then everybody agrees, you can make a Shechiyanu. Sivkot Nyut Gimel, Kelim Chadoshim, if you build that you purchase new vessels or clothing. So bein b'mabushim, this is true for clothing, or bein klei tashmish, or other types of utensils. Ushesiyah v'achila, uchayotzim is that. For example, you purchase new drinking or eating utensils, or any other type of utensils. Imhem dvarim shalev adam sameach behem, if it's something that you personally get a tremendous amount of enjoyment out of, in other words, it's dependent on a subjective joy over here, as we'll see, and oni b'roi lo v'yosha b'roi lo, this will obviously be dependent upon whether a person is wealthy or a person is poor, so he'll get enjoyment out of different things. A wealthier person will not get enjoyment out of something that a poor person might get enjoyment out of. And the ayin b'sivav, this will be discussed more in tomorrow's shir. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds, "Ochenim who asher gadol." If the person is extremely wealthy, shafilu kelim yakarim v'chashuvim ein echshav lo v'ein sameach ben. Person is so fantastically wealthy that he really gets no enjoyment out of buying even something that's very expensive and something that is very chashuv. He buys a brand new fancy Mercedes and he doesn't particularly get enjoyment out of that because he's so wealthy. He has 20 other cars in his garage. So then, lo yivarech. If a person is really on that madrega, that these type of things do not give him any enjoyment, the purchases just don't bring him joy. So then, Taka, you don't make a shechiyanu. He brings down, what about purchasing svarim? Ubekinias svarim, if a person purchases svarim, so then, yesh deos ben achronim in baruch alem. There are also different opinions amongst the achronim, should you make a shechiyanu or not on svarim? And he says, the reason why you would think not to is mishum de mitzvos lav leinonos nitnu, because mitzvos aren't given for the purposes of enjoyment. So you're buying a sefer because you want to learn from the sefer, and that's a mitzvah. So therefore, you can't also make a shechiyanu according to this opinion, because it's a mitzvah, and you don't get enjoyment in this world out of doing a mitzvah. However, the Chayodim says, if a person has been really looking forward to getting the sefer, it's been difficult to find, or he really wants it, and he really has a simcha, then you are allowed to make the bracha shechiyanu, shari brachazu niskina ala simcha v'lo atashmish, because the bracha is made for the joy that you're getting over here, and not for the fact that you're using the sefer to learn from, which is a mitzvah, and you're not supposed to get hanor from that, but it's for the joy of acquiring this sefer that you're allowed to make the bracha on, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem and tomorrow Shir as well. And this is also brought down by Rabbi Yaakov Endem Zatzal, V'kein Kosa B'moru Tzia, V'yalkein Ein Lim Chos B'yadam Avarach. And therefore, one doesn't have to protest, and one seemingly can go and make the brach of Shechiyonu when he purchases Sfarim that he really desires. Sivkot Nyud Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mechaber, who says, Afilu hoya lo kayotze ba'elu t'chilo, if he already has such utensils, he can still make a shechiyanu. Where did he get such utensils if he didn't purchase them? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Mi Yerusha Savosov, he inherited it from his fathers. So now when he purchases it, it's a new purchase for him, so therefore he can make a shechiyanu. Because of old, furthermore, even if a person purchased such an item one time, and now purchases a new item, even there he's allowed to go and make a shechianu, because the bazeh, afli inyan kniya lav chadashu, even though it's not new in terms of purchasing, he's purchased such items before, shariyesh lo kelim kelu kinuyas mikvar, he already has such kelim in his house, nevertheless, afilu hochi klize chadashi yitzlo, this particular item, this garment or this utensil, is new to him, so even though he happens to have other ones already, this one is new, and it allows him to make the shechianu. And a person should make this bracha right away. Before he gets used to and accustomed to this item, there's always that tremendous enjoyment that a person has when he purchases something, the first time he wears it, the first time he uses it. But if it's the 32nd time already, so then there's no such enjoyment anymore. So therefore, a person should be quick to make this bracha shechianu before the enjoyment and the luster of this purchase has worn off. As opposed to, we said you can make a shechianu in all of these situations, as opposed to if you're getting something that you already had and you're rebuying it. The Mishnah Berurah says, imhem chadashim, even if it was never opened up, you owned it, you never opened it up, you sold it, and then you bought it back, even if it's never been used, so technically it's still new, nevertheless, since you already had it and you were not really thrilled with it, therefore, less behind simcha, a person doesn't really have a true simcha in this situation, and he can't make a shechianu. That concludes all of our Mishnah Berurahs, and now let's try to do some of the Dershu footnotes quickly. Dershu footnote number 20 brings down, Mishukana bayis okelim ukhdome ba'kofa, if you purchase something on credit. So the Kafa Chaim brings down that you don't make a bracha shechianu on it. He says, aye, what about when you finally finished paying for it? You don't make a shechianu then, because it's not the original simcha, and therefore you can't make the shechianu either at the time that you purchased it because it was on credit, nor at the time that you finally paid it off because you no longer get the tremendous simcha out of it. He does suggest a good eitz in this situation is to have a new fruit, make the shechianu on the new fruit, and have in mind also this purchase, and that's always a very good idea. Further in the footnote, he says, Misha bona bayis she'eino darbo, if you purchase something that you don't actually live in, for example, some sort of a storehouse. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, in that situation, you don't make a shechianu on it. Because only a house that you actually live in gives you tremendous simcha, but a storehouse would not. Likewise, if you purchase a place of business, or you rent a place of business, so then the Birchas Habayis brings down Sheinu Mavarach Alav as well. Kivin Sheinu Mavarachim El Aldover Shegufo Nanabo, because you only make a Shechianu on something where your body actually gets benefit out of, not that you're using it as a place of business. The issue for number 21 brings down, if a person has a room inside of a house, and the other people don't have the right to go into your room, so the Birchas Habayis also brings down in that situation that you don't make a Tova Meitiv, but you make a Shechianu. But if they're all using a common room, then you can make the Bracha Batova Meitiv. Likewise, in Heim Einam Dorim Bo Biyachad, for example, if people go and they say, I'll use it this year, you use it next year, so the Kaf HaChaim brings down, Sheyecholum Shteim Levarach B'Shasa Kinyan, both of them can make the Bracha at the time that they purchase it, but it would be okay, V'chein Rasha Yashen Levarach Kishenichlas Lador Babayis, the second person could only make the Bracha if he wishes to when he moves into the house under his timeshare. The issue foot number 24 explains, when a house burns down, you rebuild it, why don't you make a new Shechianu? So Shlomo Zalman says that since essentially your original Shechianu in the house took care of any adjustments that you're going to make. So unless you've extended the house in some way, you don't make a new Shechianu. It's not considered a new house. The issue footnote 25 brings down from Rav Yashiv Zatzal that if a person makes an extension to his existing apartment or house, he can make a bracha Shechianu, and if he has a wife and children, other people in his family living there, he makes the bracha Atova Meitiv. The issue for number 27 brings down, if a person purchases utensils for a meal, so Nissan Karol Shlita brings down that you don't make a Shechianu on this because they're not considered chashuvim enough and important enough. He brings down for eyeglasses, so Shlomo Zalman says you also don't make a Shechianu because they're really for medicinal purposes. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says you could make a Shechianu if it's something that really gives you pleasure because it's like jewelry. He brings down then from Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe whether you can make, when a chassan purchases the ring for his wife, can he make a shechianu? And Rav Moshe says, yes, mipnei sheyesh lo hanoah, he gets tremendous enjoyment out of this when he gives it to his kala. However, Rav Yashiv disagrees and says, you don't make a shechianu. But the kala can make a shechianu when she gets it. But Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees with that. And he says, she'ein lekala levarach shechianu bekabolas hatabas. And the reasoning is because it's, so to say, expected, and it's an obligation, and that's why you don't make a shechianu on an obligation. Dishavu number 29 brings down from Riss and Karolitz a general principle, and he says that a person's decision to make a Shechianu is a personal decision, it's a subjective decision, does he really get simcha from it, and a person has to estimate for himself, is this really something that brings him simcha, he can make a Shechianu, if not, he should not make the Shechianu. Finally, the issue footnote 31 brings down, if a person wrote Chidushei Torah, the meaning is not to make a Shechiyonah, but if a person really wants to, he should take a new fruit and have it in mind that the Shechiyonah on the new fruit also goes on his sefer. That concludes today's share.